our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hi.
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And I'm awesome.
You're awesome.
I'm tired.
And you're tired. As tends to happen when you work a big long day.
I'm ready to go to bed.
You had like a half hour off in the middle of the day. You worked so long otherwise.
Well, I had an hour lunch.
Someone told me you're supposed to have 12 hours between your shifts, and that doesn't seem possible.
That's not possible.
No, I think it's 8. I think it must be 8. Because like I've worked till 11 p.m. and then got back up and go back at 8 in the morning, so definitely.
I think just like the next day.
Yeah.
Seems reasonable.
Well, I guess it's a little harder, like, if the place that you work, like, does overnight stuff, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wouldn't really work out. Anyway, it's Monday. Last day of August.
Monday, it's August 31.
It's not August tomorrow anymore.
I should write a rent check.
School's starting, or already started for most kids. I went to Target yesterday, and it was a clusterfuck of people.
I went on Saturday.
Oh my god, it was so many people.
There was, like, bunch of like piles of like college kids all trying to buy like hamburger.
I was just trying to buy. Oh, the hamburger was on like super sale yesterday.
Did you buy hamburger?
I bought a bunch. Yeah, nice. It was like $3.99 a pound for the real good stuff.
We'll have like 7 hamburgers.
Yeah,
made awesome.
I went there to buy meat and cheese primarily because I made lasagna that had like 2 pounds of some ridiculous amount of cheese, and it was so
awesome.
Much cheese.
That was the best lasagna ever.
It was really good, just because there was so much cheese. And I made the sauce myself. I think that helped, too.
Yeah.
Rather than buying, like, a store-bought spaghetti
I don't even
sauce.
Like lasagna.
You don't even like lasagna,
no.
But that was good lasagna.
Yeah.
It came out a lot better than I thought. While I was putting it together, everything was just kind of runny, and I was like, oh, this isn't going to be any good, but I was so wrong. Mm-hmm. It was really good.
Can I have a nap now?
No, you can't have a nap for another while. I was thinking for like today, because somebody mentioned a podcast that was like a daily podcast, and I was like, we should just do like 10 minutes a day of podcast. And then I was like, no way would that ever be sustainable.
There's nothing that interesting that's 10 minutes.
Well, we'd do like one segment a day.
I would just
like
talk
Tuesdays
about...
would be like Tuesday top 3.
Oh, and then then Sunday snacks.
Nah, we probably just do weekdays. Or we do like Sunday and then Tuesday and then Thursday.
Well, that's not a daily podcast. Saturday. That's only 5 days a week podcast.
Well, if we did it daily, it'd be like a 5-minute podcast every day. Like Sunday snacks, Monday.
Tuesday advertisement.
Tuesday advertisement.
Or is it Thursday? Which one was the top 3?
It was Tuesday top 3.
Friday Night Magic.
There you go. Thursday, Thirsty Thursday. Have a snack Saturday.
And just drink water and be like, this water is pretty good.
We just do beverages on Thursdays.
It's just water every week. We have water and milk.
Weird Wednesday where we pick a weird news article and then we just talk about it and we're just like, isn't that weird?
Trivia Tuesday.
Trivia Tuesday.
A popular attraction at the World's Exhibition was a sealed glass box containing 500,000 American $1 bills. Because they didn't have Canadian
bills. Right. They don't, because they have coins there.
This was a fundraiser where for $10 a ticket, a person could guess how many bills the box contained. At the end of the exhibition, when the seal was broken and the bills counted, there were only $470,000. Sid Shady was responsible for enclosing the money. When questioned by Shadow, Shady said that he personally counted each bill by hand. To be sure, he added, I counted them twice by hand during the 2 days before the box was sealed. I could have been out by $80 or $90, but not $30,000, he protested. Shadow insists Shady is lying. How can he be so sure?
Because it wasn't $30,000, it was $300,000. Wasn't it? How much did you say he had left?
There was 400. There was 500,000 American $1 bills in the box.
How much was left after the days?
470,000.
Oh, okay, it was 30,000. It could have been off by $80 or $90, but not by 30,000.
Yeah. How is he sure that he's lying?
Wait, it would probably. They were $1 bills.
Yeah, $1.
Yeah, he doesn't have to. You don't have time to count 500,000 $1 bills twice in 2 days.
Yeah, that's.
That's not a thing.
That's bullshit.
That's a terrible.
You just riddle. Guessed.
And also.
You just guessed.
He's such a liar.
All right, let's see the real answer. It wouldn't have been possible to count the bills even once by hand 2 days prior.
Yeah.
Averaging one per second, it would take over 5 days.
Yeah, dude, that's what I said. It takes too long.
That's too goddamn many.
It takes too long.
Why? Who's filling up that box with money?
I don't know. They probably just had the bank be like, give me 500,000. No bank has $500,000
bills. They
gotta
order that shit.
Yeah, some bank probably
they
does.
They gotta make it.
All right, here's make it. They just print it off.
All right, Shadow was vacationing in the Middle East. While walking along the shore of the Dead Sea, Shadow noticed a body wearing only a bathing suit floating face down in the water.
Okay.
The autopsy reported the cause of the death as drowning. There were no physical marks or scars found on the body. It was this noticeable absence of physical damage that caused Shadow to be certain the person was murdered and dumped into the Dead Sea. What would lead Shadow to this conclusion?
It'd be really hard to drown in the Dead Sea because you float
so
on
salty.
It.
Salty, yeah.
That's my guess.
That's my guess, too. There's a long explanation.
Oh, geez. Like a whole card's worth?
The autopsy concluded the person died from drowning.
Okay. We need that already.
Shadow knew that it's almost impossible to drown the Dead Sea because of the extremely high salt content of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Due to this fact, it is difficult to even get under the surface.
Mm-hmm.
Since there were no marks in the body, the person could not have hit his head and drowned.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he hit his head?
Because then you could go, like, face down and accidentally drown.
Oh, Shadow reasoned that the person must have been drowned elsewhere.
Yeah.
And dumped into
yeah.
the Dead Sea.
If you're gonna dump a body into a body of water and pretend it was drowned.
That Shadow knows
don't do
up,
the
though.
Dead Sea.
But Sid Shady's pretty shady.
I don't think they've gendered Shadow, by the way. They always just refer to them as Shadow.
All right. You throw away the outside and cook the inside. Then you eat the outside and throw away the inside. What'd you eat?
Throw away the outside and cook the inside. And then you eat the outside and throw away the inside?
Uh-huh. The chicken!
Yeah, like some sort of animal with bones, because you don't need fucking bones.
I'm guessing a chicken, because you take the feathers off and then you cook it.
But then
you don't
there's
the
more
bone.
Than I'm thinking it's some sort of fruit where like you cook, but there's the seed. It's something. I don't know, animal. My final answer is animal.
Animal. Animal. Squirrel.
Oh God, rabbit. I was watching Felicia Day yesterday has a vlog, and she did like a cooking segment, and they were supposed to make rabbit, and they opened it up, and she couldn't do it because it looked like a little rabbit.
Well, because
it's a rabbit.
Because it's a rabbit,
so they just didn't make it.
So this is something that we ate the other day.
Oh, that's a good hint. That's a good hint.
Do you want me to just tell you?
No, I want to think about it. So you said it's something we ate the other day. How the other day?
Yes, was it yesterday?
Like 2 days ago, maybe. Well, no, yesterday was the lasagna.
No, the day before yesterday.
Okay, so it's something that we grilled. Oh, corn!
Yeah.
It's corn!
Because
you don't eat the cob!
Yeah,
it's corn!
You throw away the outside. You know
corn.
What? I didn't throw the outside and cook the inside.
Well,
I cooked the
you
inside.
Cooked the inside and then threw away the outside and then ate and then threw away
yeah,
the inside.
So it's wrong.
Most people don't do it that way.
Yeah, well, they're doing it wrong.
Oh, also, pro-life tip. If you've never microwaved corn,
yeah.
You're doing everything wrong.
You just take an ear of corn. Don't touch it. Just take an ear of corn, put it in the microwave for 3 minutes, then cut, like, the end off.
Like, the end.
And then just...
We had to go a little longer than 3 minutes. We did, like, 5.
Well, that's because there's 2.
Oh, yeah.
If it's
yeah,
one ear
so...
of corn, just nuke it for 3 minutes.
Yeah, and this is gonna sound like cheating, or, like, it doesn't work, or, like, it's too good to be true, but we legit did it.
And it's
like, you
awesome.
Put it in the microwave for 3 minutes, you don't shuck it or anything, and then you just take it out. You're gonna need, like, a glove, something you can grab
yeah,
onto
like
it, since
hot,
it's gonna be really
hot.
Hot
glove.
You slide it off. And so you cut the end off, like down where the little attaching bit is, and you just slide off the rest, and like all the silk goes with it, and it's ridiculous. Yeah. I don't know why I haven't been doing this my entire life.
It's like putting.
I'm so mad.
It's like putting chicken in the thing to grind it up.
I guess if you were doing a lot of corn, it wouldn't be the most efficient. Like if you're gonna make like 12 ears of corn.
Yeah, if you need like one or two.
Yeah, if you need like 2 ears of corn, that's the way to go.
All right, we'll do one more.
One more. Unless it's the shit one, then we'll
Clara
do one.
Clatter has an uncanny ability to be able to listen to the radio, carry on a conversation, or even watch TV while reading a book.
No, she can't.
One night, Clara was watching TV while reading a book when suddenly the power went out. Her husband decided to go to bed. However, Clara kept reading, even though the room was completely dark. How could she continue to read?
She's blind. She's braille. She's blind,
obviously. I don't even have to look at the back. I'm going to anyway.
You're going anyway.
Yeah.
No, that's a dumb one. One more.
Yeah, that was... Some of these are pretty dumb.
Some are pretty dumb. Like, don't make it a math one, though, if it's a math one.
I don't know. A man left home one morning.
Mm-hmm.
He turned right and ran straight ahead. Then he turned left. After a while, he turned left again, running faster than ever. Then he turned left once more and decided to go home. In the distance, he could see two masked men waiting for him. Who were they?
Whoa, gonna need that one again.
A man left home one morning. He turned right and ran straight ahead.
Okay.
Then he turned left. Oh, I know what this is. Okay. After a while, he turned left again, running faster than ever. Then he turned left once more and decided to go home. In the distance, he could see two masked men waiting for him.
Oh, it's baseball. It's a baseball game. Yeah. I think it's a baseball game. Because he turns right to start running, and then he just keeps running, and the masked men are the umpire and the catcher.
Mm-hmm.
Oh!
The two masked men were the umpire and the other team's catcher.
Oh!
Mm-hmm.
Got it!
See?
I'm so smart.
You're so smart.
This makes me feel smart. This is like smart for dumb people, though. We watched Rick and Morty tonight. It's pretty great.
So yeah.
Dan Harmon doesn't like Inception, so he made an Inception episode.
It's better than Inception.
It's so much better because Inception is so shit. Oh, Rick and Morty's so good. Yeah. Rick and Morty. Right. Rick and Morty.
Doc and Marty.
Doc and Marty.
Rick Doc and Marty. Brown and Marty McFly.
Really, though, like... Again, this is one of those where, like, the first time I watched it, I was like, yeah, all right.
Mm.
Like, BoJack Horseman, the first time I watched it, I was like, yeah, all right.
And some eyes, Johnson.
It's so good. If you've tried watching it and you didn't like it, give it another shot.
Yeah.
You will not regret it.
You ready for our snack?
Oh, I don't know if I'm ready for our snack. I don't know.
We have to.
No, I don't know if I'm mentally ready for our snack.
We have to. I'm going to open it and smell it.
Okay. Our snack this week comes from Subway, only because it's a small bag. And it is the remaining flavor of Lay's that we have not tried. So we previously, let's recap, we had the gyro. It was disgusting. We threw it away. That was a full-size bag. No, you can't eat those yet. I have to get to smell them first. We had the gyro. It was... Oh! That smells like big beans in the worst possible way.
I'm gonna eat it.
No. Eat it at the same time. Same time. So we had the gyro. It was disgusting. We threw away a full bag. The truffle ones were good. Truffle fries were good. The sausage and biscuits. I'm sorry. Biscuits and gravy. Adam didn't like, but I did. And now we are on a New York Reuben. Let's do this. Mm.
I like it.
These are way better than the gyro.
Yeah. It tastes like a Reuben.
It tastes like baked beans to me.
It's got like the Thousand Island.
I can taste like the pickle. Like mm-hmm. The pickleness of the...
I like it.
Yeah, dude, that's not that bad at all.
I don't know why people are all upset about this one.
Mm-mm.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is my favorite one.
Yeah, that might be the best one. No, the truffle fries were really good, too.
I like this better. I'm eating them.
No, I get some. They taste a little bit like dill pickle, which I really enjoy. Mm-hmm. I like a good dill pickle chip. Yeah. I don't know why people are pissed about this one, either. It
doesn't
good.
Taste like meat.
It smells fucking horrible, though.
Yeah, it smells
like, the
pretty
smell
bad.
On these is not...
It's good, though.
Not pleasant.
Yeah, I like this.
Yeah, I would recommend these.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't eat the gyro ones.
Don't eat the gyro ones. If you like them, please don't tell me about it. Because I will think less of you.
Uh-huh.
I'll think you're gross. All right, you can save the rest of those for later for off the podcast.
Your opinion is wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In other news... We played our first D&D session last night with me as the DM.
And only half of us died.
You didn't die. You just went unconscious. I only almost killed half the party.
Mm-hmm.
On day one. But you're level 2 now, so.
Yeah. See, in the face of adversity.
Yeah, I might have to... Because you guys were supposed to get in more encounters than you did. Like, I just stopped rolling for random encounters.
I don't know how they expect people to not die.
I don't know either. Well, to be fair, like, there was one time you guys lost hit points because you were fighting alone. Like, the times that it was the worst was when people were not fighting together, for the most part. Like, you died when you guys split up. Because you split the party immediately.
No.
Like, what, the thing you don't ever do is split the party. The very first thing you did was like, oh, I'm going to split the party. I'm going to ride ahead on horseback.
Yeah.
And you took the bard with you. And then all the shit happened.
We took care of them.
You did. That's true. I don't know. I think it's fun. I have a lot to learn as a DM. I have a lot to figure out. And I need to figure out how to do voices. Because I'm not good at that.
I think you're doing good.
You think
so? You're better than at least half of the DMs I've ever...
Well, you know, I think the thing that really helps is you guys feel threatened. Like, you might actually die. I probably wouldn't have let you die. I would have done some weird hand of God shit. But just because I don't want you to die on the first day. Now all bets are off. Like, you might die now, but...
Well,
it's not a good
experience. It's tough to die,
well,
though.
No, but it's not a good experience to roll up a character, get all excited about it, and then die immediately. Like, nobody wants that.
No,
primarily, this game's supposed to be about fun, so.
So I got to, also on Sunday, I got to draft. I didn't go on Friday because I just didn't feel like it.
You
I
did draft. You drafted Magic.
I played Magic. Drafted a whole thing. Went 4 rounds. Fought against 4 worthy opponents, whom I whooped in each round.
You pulled a foil Chandra.
I did. That was in my third pack. I wasn't even playing red, but I took it.
Yeah, you can't not take that.
Yeah. I got a foil Planeswalker, my first one.
That shit's worth some money.
Yeah,
it's too bad it wasn't a new Planeswalker
if it was
have
Jace.
Yet.
See, Chandra's worth like $20. Jace is worth like $80.
Yeah. That's why I'm annoyed, though. So, like, you didn't get one that you don't have yet.
Yeah.
Because you have 2 of the Planeswalkers.
If it was like Nissa, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
But I was like, I already got Chandra.
Yeah, a duplicate. Well, it means you can sell your other one. Because you definitely don't need to.
I'll Puka trade it.
Well, right. So,
also, speaking of Puka trade, I got an expensive card from Puka
you
trade.
You did! You've been saving up your points, you didn't really know what you wanted, and you put some money in there, and then...
See, the thing that I'm concerned about is that I get this expensive card. This card isn't on the reserve list, because it's an uncommon card. From the last time it was printed was an unlimited.
What's the reserve list?
Cards that they're never going to print again.
Oh, okay. So it's not on the reserve list, so you're afraid they're just going to print it again?
They could just print it at uncommon in a set.
And then you spend a bunch of money on it for no reason at all?
Yeah, $70.
Ugh.
But they probably won't. Mm-hmm. The last time they released it, it was in one of the From the Vault, like From the Vault Exiled from like 5, 6, 7 years ago. And it's like they're 15 cards and they're all foil and they're like in a special package or whatever. That was the last time they printed it. And it was very limited. But,
wasn't there a card that they just spoiled that they hadn't come out with since, like, 95 or something, or 97 or whatever? So it's not unheard of.
But it's a really strong card, and the way that it's worded is weird. They'd probably just redo
They'd reword it.
They'd reword it and make it, better.
Do something better.
Yeah.
Also in Magic news, Full Art Lands.
Yeah.
So pretty.
Yeah, if you don't follow Magic news, this means nothing, but...
But
it's a big deal for every Magic
player. So even just a little bit, like even if you don't follow Magic news, you can appreciate that they're extending the borders on the card so it's prettier.
Yeah.
They're just prettier cards.
They're making them look nicer.
If you do follow Magic, they're also making some cool cards.
Yeah. But yeah, in every Magic deck is like a land card. You need like at least 20 lands, probably like 25 in a deck out of 60 cards. Up to 25. Sometimes
it's fine.
They play like 20. Some decks play 28, but anyway.
Really?
Yeah, if you're like a super control deck, sometimes you play 28. It's very rare. But
that's crazy.
They're whatever. Anyway, I could get into it, but I'm not.
Let's
gonna.
Let's not.
But anyway, every deck needs lands.
We'll
just leave it at that. And these ones are instead of just having like a little square with a picture in it and like empty space. It's just they did the full art of the lands is covering the card, and they look pretty cool. There's a lot of nice ones. I have like a favorite island, a favorite swamp, a favorite plains. I haven't seen all the mountains yet, but the mountains I'm not real excited about.
I like the floaty mountain one. That's kind of cool.
I'll show you the ones I like a lot. There's 5 arts for each one. They're doing 4 new ones and then 1 that they're redoing.
Did they release all of them now?
No.
All the arts? Okay,
no.
I was going to say.
There's some that they haven't done all of, but But there's 4 new art and 1 re-release from Zendikar.
I just remembered we're supposed to keep this podcast shorter. Okay. Because we're running out of space.
All right, quick, top 3.
Top 3 monsters.
Hydras.
Specific monsters. My number 3 is the Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
John Wayne Gacy.
I don't know that you're playing this game right. Mythical monsters, I guess? Like, why are you getting...
Unicorn.
Not a monster.
Have you ever fought a unicorn?
Not a monster. Mythical being. Wouldn't call it a monster.
Sherlock Holmes.
Why? Why are you ruining the spirit of the thing?
Okay, hold on. I'll think of one.
Also, we don't have to keep this short because I'll just post it tomorrow morning. It's okay. It's okay. Breathe. Wow. It's okay. Oh, everything's terrible.
I don't know any.
You know plenty of monsters.
Mermaid.
No, like baddies.
Baddies.
Like baddies that are monsters.
Ulamog.
There you go. See, was that hard? Is that your number 3?
Okay.
Number 3 is Ulamog?
Yeah.
Okay. My number 2 is probably Beholder. Because they're real creepy. I don't like all their eyes.
They got so many eyes.
Yeah, eye stalks. That actually doesn't bother me as much as if the eyes were like embedded in the body. But they're not. They're on stalks. So that's better somehow. It's not great, but it's better. Number 2 monster for you. My goodness, you'd think this were the end of the world.
This is hard.
This isn't hard. You have a whole, like, book of mythical beasts.
Do I?
You did. Did you get rid of it?
Chupacabra.
You like a chupacabra?
I just like saying it.
You just like it, goat sucker.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. He's a goat sucker.
No, I don't remember what the cabra means, but I think it's goat.
Vampire.
Is that your number 1? Is your number 1 vampire?
No.
Why? No.
Is it number 2.
I thought Chupacabra was number 2.
No, I just like saying it.
Oh, you like vampire? Vampire for number 2?
All the Draculas.
Every Dracula. Everyone that there ever was.
Mm-hmm.
What would my number 1 be? I like a good gelatinous cube. Because they keep shit.
And
they
can see a shield floating in
the Yeah, you're just like what's this shield doing in the middle of the room?
I wonder if that sword's any good.
It's probably fine if you can get it out.
Uh-huh.
It's just a matter of getting it out. Huh. That's where your deal is.
Sphinx.
You like Sphinx?
Are they bad?
Yeah, they're bad.
Okay. Do you know the Sphinx's riddle?
Sphinx are usually bad.
Do you know the Sphinx's riddle?
I do know the Sphinx's riddle. You told me it the other day.
You want to tell me the Sphinx's
riddle?
It's
what animal walks on 4 legs in the morning and 2 legs in the afternoon and 3 legs in the evening?
It's a donkey.
Because
in the morning it has 4 legs, and then in the afternoon you chop 2 of them off, and at night you glue one back on again.
It's probably one of those new Pokemon that they have. There's a bunch of
Which
them.
Which one?
They call them 4-3.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know. The
Pokemon
don't know.
Is 4-3.
So many.
He's got 3 evolutions. And the first one, he has 4 legs. And the second one, he has 2 legs. And the third one, he has 3 legs.
All
right. He evolves
That's
twice.
That's acceptable.
Yeah, it's like Kadabra or whatever.
Hitmonvor.
Did you like Hitmonchan better or Hitmonlee?
Hitmonchan.
Really?
Yeah.
I was always in the Hitmonlee camp. I thought Hitmonchan looked like an asshole.
Yeah. Well, Hitmonlee looked like a big old potato
with
legs.
I know! That's why he was the best!
Nope.
No, Hitmonchan looked
team
like...
Team Hitmonchan.
No, he was like a dick. Hashtag Team Hitmonlee.
Hashtag Team Hitmonchan.
Hashtag
if you say
Hitmonlee,
Hitmon top,
yes.
You're disowned.
Hitmontop, we're not friends.
Hitmonchan, yes.
How does he not get dizzy? He just spins and he's shitty. Yeah. Hitmontop's the worst.
He's the worst. If you like Hitmontop, you're not allowed to listen to our podcast.
No, that's not true. Don't kick away any podcast listeners.
Nobody.
We need everyone. We got our first donation.
We did.
Remember how we got a donation?
Someone donated a dollar.
Kind donor.
You thank you for buying our snack for this week.
Yeah, you did. Well, they probably cost more than a dollar, but you know, it's close.
I mean,
it's close. Well, you got them with your meal, so they're probably a dollar.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
You don't know.
It was the dollar. It was exactly a dollar.
It was a dollar. Yay!
Thank you for your donation. We appreciate it.
If you'd like to donate to the podcast, visit us at ahapodcast.com. There's a donation button there. Mm-hmm. You can click it, give as much money as you want. Just click it and stare at it and be like, boy, I wish I had any money, and then close the tab. Mm. You can tell us about it and be like, I tried to donate, but it turns out I didn't have any money.
Yeah.
I donated some school supplies to a school.
Yeah, you did.
They did, like, a Reddit gifts thing, and they're like, hey, give some school supplies to a school. And I was like, yeah, right. I sent them some school supplies, and they marked that they got them and then didn't post a picture. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone else posts pictures. They're like, oh, my goodness, thank you. Look at the stuff that I got. So I don't even know if they got all the stuff because it was coming in two boxes. Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
Yep.
So I guess I just have to hope.
Well, you also got, like, a shitty teacher who was, like, graduated from fancy schools.
Yeah, she was, like, she graduated from, like, Berkeley and Brown and shit, and then she's, like, teaching at a impoverished school, and I was
so
like...
So she says.
No, I think it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think it actually is.
I think she just wanted a bunch of free Kleenex.
Really? You think she wanted 32 boxes of Kleenex for herself? She's like, you know what? I need Kleenex.
She wanted to take those to the bank so she could...
She wanted 32 boxes of Kleenex herself and, like, 200 pencils.
she was going to take them to the bank and deposit them.
Yeah, into their safety deposit box.
Mm-hmm. And then they turned into money.
What was your number one, Betty?
The number one monster?
I don't think you came up with one, did you?
Fear itself.
Fear itself? Oh, no, it was Sphinx. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's not my...
That's not your number one?
I mean, they're cool.
Fear itself,
like,
doesn't count.
They got, like, big old man
what
heads.
About Emrakul?
Okay. No, Kozilek is better.
Kozilek is better? You like Kozilek better?
Emrakul's my number two.
Really?
And then...
Just... And then Ulamog.
Kozilek. That Ulamog,
so it's
though.
Just... I know.
All
I know.
All the Eldrazi.
All the Eldrazi.
Nicol Bolas.
He's pretty creepy.
He's a
jerk.
He's a baddie.
He's a baddie. Like a skeleton? Skeleton?
Skeleton? Skellington?
Like a zombie or like a jar of eyeballs?
That's not a monster.
It might as well be. They're both scary.
Oh, how about The Fly?
Oh! Oh! I forgot about that movie until just now. Why did you have to remind me? Oh! So gross.
Brundlefly. Did you know there's a magic card based on that?
Really?
Yeah, and it's like a tournament staple.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the card called?
It's called Delver of Secrets.
Oh, I know that card.
Yeah.
I don't know what the picture looks
so
like,
so, it's like a guy with, like, a... he's got, like, a thing. He's, like, in a laboratory.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I think I've unlocked the secret or whatever. And then the way it works is, during your upkeep, you could look at the top card of your library. If it's an instant or sorcerer, you can reveal it. And then you transform him.
Oh.
And then he transforms into Insectile Aberration.
Oh, no! He casts a spell and transforms into a creepy bug thing.
Yeah, science and turns
if
into
you haven't
a fly.
Seen The Fly, don't. Don't do that to yourself.
You're going to get all Cronenberg.
Get all creeped out. It is not worth it. We lost some good people yesterday in the world. We lost What's-Face and that other guy.
Oh.
Oliver Sacks.
What's his face in the other
guy? Are you
guy?
Familiar with Oliver Sacks?
Nope.
He was a... like a psychologist, neurologist, I'm not sure what his actual term was, but he, like, studied people who had, like, weird neurological diseases, and he wrote books about it, and he's a really good storyteller. He died yesterday, and then, that other guy.
Wes Craven.
Nightmare that's
on Elm
the
Street
one.
Man.
Yeah. He had brain cancer. Do you know he had brain cancer?
Nope.
Nobody knew he had brain cancer, because he didn't tell anybody, and he died of brain cancer.
I wonder if he died at the time when I was listening to the song by Prize Fighter Inferno about Freddy Krueger.
Nah, he probably died before that.
Okay.
That's all. That was pretty sad.
There's a song by the Prize Fighter Inferno about Freddy
Krueger. There
Kruger.
Is. It's a good song. It's a love song.
It is.
It's a very sweet love song.
Elm Street Lover Boy. It's a good
song.
Uh-huh.
It's, a little creepy.
You know.
Because she's a child.
And he's,
he's a murderer.
And child killer.
Fine. And a child killer. Well, he just wants to kill her because he loves her so much.
He likes killing kids.
We just kill the people that we love.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how the world works, right? Why don't we do a crack a pack of Shopkins?
Yeah.
Go get us a Shopkins and a crack a pack. Before we do that, we should pause for a commercial break.
Do it.
I can't reach the pause button.
Do it.
I can't reach the pause button.
I can't get these out of here.
Oh no, the Shopkins are all blocked in. I did some Shopkins sorting the other day. sorted out my Shopkins, found my duplicates. Right. Was going to give them to a little girl who wanted them, but we're using them
We'll be back with
markers
after this,
and D&D.
After this commercial break.
Welcome to our paid advertisement.
Welcome to our paid advertisement.
Have you ever wanted a sandwich? Did you ever want a sandwich? And then you look in the fridge and there's nothing there but jelly. And then you go peanut butter. Who doesn't love peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
I sure do.
I sure do too.
So,
I really like peanut butter. paid advertisement. Paid for by peanut butter and jelly.
All right, we're back. I hope you enjoyed your paid advertisement.
We appreciate again that you allow us to bring sponsors into the podcast. They help to keep the lights on.
All right, we're doing our crack-a-pack first.
The lights, the podcast lights.
All right, so
crack-a-pack. We are still in Magic Origins. New set comes out October 3rd. Second. That's a Friday. We'll be in the cities actually at that time, so we might go play a release day event. Hey! You're cheating.
I don't know.
You made a face like the rare was really good. Dang it.
Okay. So I'm going to read you.
No, I want you to read me what they do, and I'm going to make up a name for them.
Okay. This is a. It's an ox.
Okay.
It's a creature ox. He's a 0/4.
Okay.
He doesn't do anything.
He's just a 0/4 ox?
Yeah. It was in the fields of grain, not fields of battle, that the champion learned to bear the yoke of duty to the gods. She worked the land long before she was called on to defend it.
I'm going to call him Ollie Ollie Oxenfree.
He is not a legendary creature.
Okay.
Because his name is Ollie.
I don't...
He's a yoked ox.
I don't get it.
He's just a 0/4.
I'm not sure I understand that legendary creature bit.
Okay, this one is an elf creature, elf shaman.
Well, I guess I could probably like guess the real name if I know it.
Right. It is a 3/1, and when he dies, an opponent discards a card.
We're going to call that one, Mr. Poop Butt.
Well, that's a different guy. Mr. Poopy Butthole?
Yeah, Mr. Poopy Butthole!
No, that's Deadbridge Shaman.
Dead what?
Deadbridge Shaman.
Deadbridge. That's a weird name for a shaman.
I think he's from Ravnica. He looks like a Golgari.
Deadbridge doesn't make any sense to me. Like, those words in one word don't make any
Deadbridge.
Sense to me.
Deadbridge. It's a place in Ravnica.
Oh, well, that would make more sense.
Oh, here's another Ravnican card. Ravnica's most ancient streets take on a life of their own. A few have decided to move to nicer neighborhoods. It's an elemental creature. 5/2. It's red.
Red 5/2 elemental creature.
Yeah, and it looks like the streets like getting up and being a bitch.
I'm gonna call it Ambulatory Avenue.
That's a good name. I like that. It's a cobble brute.
Cobble brute. Oh, I like that. I like that name too. That's good.
This is a bird clerk. He's a 3/3 flyer.
I'm sorry. To be clear, this is a bird cleric or a bird secretary.
Bird clerk.
Okay.
Clerk.
Clerk. Clerk is what I heard.
That's what I said.
All right.
when this guy enters the battlefield, you gain 3 life. He's a 3/3 flyer.
He's a 3/3 flyer bird. Yeah. It gives you some life.
For 6 goddamn mana, which is a lot.
That is a lot. That's really not worth it at all.
I mean, for a 3/3 flyer, though.
Really?
I mean, if...
I'd pay 5. I wouldn't pay 6.
Yeah, 6 is a bit too much, but he might do the job.
We'll call him... Inspiring Aven.
He's an Aven. He's an Aven Battle Priest.
Aven Battle Priest.
You had one of the words correct.
Yeah, because I know they call him Aven sometimes.
All right. This is an Elf Shaman.
Okay.
He's a Tudu.
Man, we're all for the Elf Shamans today.
Yeah. When this guy enters the battlefield, target creature gets +2/+2.
What color is he?
Green.
Green.
He's an elf.
I'm going to call him... Fruitful Elvenkind.
Yep. That's exactly right.
What is it called?
Yeva's Force Mage.
Okay.
All right, this guy. You know her.
You think
she's
I do?
She's a merfolk soldier.
I'm sure you think I do.
She's a 1/3 for 2 mana. That's
okay.
All.
Okay. I'm going to call it a merfolk soldier?
Mm-hmm.
I'll call her.
I'll show you the picture.
That doesn't help me at all. I know nothing. I'm going to call her Titanius. What is it? I can't see. Maritime Guard. That only comes up like every crack a pack.
Uh-huh. This guy's a zombie insect.
Oh.
He's a 2/2. And you can sacrifice a creature and give him +2/+2 to end the turn.
A zombie insect? That's the grossest thing. It's probably some sort of scarab beetle thing.
I'll read you the quote.
Okay.
The soul sheds light, and death is its shadow. When the light dims, life and death embrace. Nantuko teaching.
Oh, Nantuko Husk.
Yeah, you know him. All right, this guy's a lizard.
Okay.
He's got, like, fire in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
He's a 1/1, and you could pay 2 mana to give him +1/+0 to end the turn.
I'm assuming he's red, because you said fire.
He's got fire in his mouth, and he's very red.
The red card.
As the price of wooden coal rose, smiths found creative ways to keep their forges burning.
I'm going to call him... Smoldering Salamander.
Bellows Lizard.
Yeah, alright.
Alright, this guy's an elf druid.
Okay. I don't know how that's different from a shaman.
He's a Lorwyn elf, by the way.
Okay, that's a black one.
No, he's green.
Right? Oh.
He's
an elf druid. Llanowar are the black ones.
No.
What? Which ones are the black ones?
Lorwyn do have black. The elves in Lorwyn are black and green.
Oh, okay.
He's the green.
Right, the first.
He's 2 mana. He's a 2/1, and you tap him to add a green mana to your mana pool. I'll give you the quote. Idrin, perfect of Lissalana. Oh, they call them perfects, like the higher up elves in Lorwyn, because they're real
shitty. They're not prefects.
No, they're perfects, because everybody else has an eye blight.
Ugh. Oh, yeah, there's an eye blight assassin around.
Yeah. Idrin, perfect of Lissalana, ordered hundreds of trees uprooted and rearranged into a pattern he deemed beautiful. Thus, the Giltleaf wood was born.
He's a Giltleaf something or other, probably. Elf. I don't know. What is he? What's the name? Giltleaf Elf. That's what I've gone with. Oh, Leaf Gilder.
Leaf Gilder.
Okay.
All right, this guy is the best common card in the set.
Cool, I won't know it. Go for it.
2 mana, human soldier, 2/2.
Mm-hmm.
He has vigilance and renown 1.
No idea.
That's what he looks like. It's a she.
She? Yeah, she's got a sword. I'm gonna call her sword face. Stevens.
That's right. It's Topin Freeblade.
Topin Freeblade. Real name Swordface Stevens, because Swordface Stevens wasn't cool enough, so she went back to Topin
Freeblade. We're at our uncommons.
Oh, we're on the uncommons.
First uncommon, it's an instant. It costs a blue and X.
Okay.
And it counters target spell unless its controller pays X. And it's Alhamred rose to his feet, and the full force of his mind hit Jace like a storm front.
Say Alhamred's Revenge.
It's Clash of Wills.
Clash of Wills. Oh, I've heard of that before.
Yeah, I told you about that one.
Yeah,
that's
you probably did.
That's the one when Jace melted Alhamred's mind.
Yeah. He's the Sphinx guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. This guy you should know.
I won't.
He's red.
Please
he's
don't
a giant.
Assume I know anything at all.
He's a giant.
Okay.
He has reach, and he's a 4/3.
Oh, he's the one who... He's the one with reach.
Oh, it's a her. Sorry.
It's like Sky Grabber or something weird like that. I don't remember exactly what it's called. What's it called?
Sky Raker.
Sky Raker. Ah! All
right. Oh, this is a good one. Human Warrior.
Okay.
4 mana. He's a 3/2. Mm-hmm. When he enters the battlefield, you gain control of a creature an opponent controls with power 2 or less on the turn. And then they can untap it against haste.
Oh. What color is it?
Red.
We'll call this one... switching sides for a bit.
They call him Captain Abs.
Captain Abs! Isn't there, oh, Jesus Christ, they were not kidding. That is some extra abbiness.
Okay. We have a rare.
Yeah.
It's a sorcery. It's black.
Okay. It's not a planeswalker then.
For 4 mana.
Sad. Yeah. Okay.
The flavor text is life is such a fragile thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all creatures get -4/-4 until end of turn.
Oh, that's terrible.
The art is a sad alligator.
We're gonna call it blowing up all this shit. What's it called?
Languish.
Languish. Yeah, I've heard that name before.
It's a good rare, too.
And then there's the forest. It's just that it's a picture of a tree.
It's a picture of a tree, and it adds
it's
green
basic
manners.
Basic land forest.
But yeah, we got this rare. You opened this yesterday.
I did open that yesterday.
Jace's Sanctum. It has a hedron in it.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, it does.
He's got a cool ass apartment.
Yeah, he does have a good apartment.
This is like Jace's apartment.
All right, Shopkins time.
Tell me about all the shopping.
I'm opening it up. Yeah, anyway, so what I was saying before we went to the advertisement break is that I was going to give away these Shopkins that I had to like a little girl who likes Shopkins. But instead, we are using them as character, like, what are they called? Miniatures. For our battlefield.
I'm avocado. For our game.
You're an avocado. We have an ice cream cone.
A macaroon.
We have a macaroon, and we have a an iron.
Yeah.
It's working out pretty well, actually. Yeah. They're, like, just the right size, so.
I'm an avocado.
I'm not even sad about it. This little girl probably should be. We'd have a lot more choices if I would dip into the things that I have, like, already.
Because what else are you going to do with them?
Yeah, we should probably.
You can use those for monsters and stuff.
We can use those for monsters. Ooh, what are you? You are kettle.
Keep it.
No, it's like a kettle. I have one of these already. I think I have the other color of it, though.
Oh.
Let me find out real quick what its name is.
You should know them all.
I don't know them all.
I'm not impressed anymore.
There's like 200.
I'm unimpressed that
There's
you don't
so
know
so many.
Them.
You saw this. It's like front and back of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ma Kettle. I think I probably did know that. But yeah, I think I have a white and blue version of her already.
I could go for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, could you?
I'm going to write a rent check.
Write a rent check. Our rent went up, you guys. It goes up in October. I'm super sad about it. No, I know. Next month. But we've been paying the same rent for 2 years, and they just now remember to start charging us more. All right, and we have another duplicate. No, he said he didn't mention our names.
Okay.
We have another cauliflower. But again, I think this is a different color variation than I had. This is Chloe Flower. I had the white one before. And this is the yellow one. So we have two duplicates, but they're different colors. So I guess that's not a total failure for the day. All right, well, you write our rent check. We have run out of segments and things to say. Any final parting thoughts?
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Thank you to our sponsor this week, peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Paid advertisement for peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.